Over the past 20 years, Mary Chapin Carpenter has sold more than 13 million records and taken home 5 Grammy Awards. If she's lucky, The Calling will bring her a 6th, as it is one of the 5 nominees for the Best Contemporary Folk Americana honor. This CD, which is her 10th, is filled with what we've come to expect from the esteemed writer, deeply personal and sometimes political songs. Mary Chapin's not afraid to ruffle a few feathers, as evidenced by On With the Show, a tune dedicated to the Dixie Chicks and the freedom of speech that were allowed in the United States.
This is for the ones that I see above me, three little stars in a great big sky. Life for the world and hope for the weary, they try. This isn't for the ones with their radio signal, calling for bonfires and boycotts they raise, exhorting their listeners to spit on the sinners while counting the bucks of advertising they'll say. This isn't for you, and you know who you are. Just do what you want, cause I know that you can. But I gotta be true to myself and to you. So on with the song, I don't give a.
The Calling is another in a long string of great albums from Mary Chapin Carpenter. Unfortunately, it didn't receive all the attention it deserves, as just weeks after its release, the singer was forced to cancel her tour after suffering a pulmonary embolism. She has recovered fully, and Mary Chapin Carpenter will be back before her fans in 2008. The other nominees are Ry Cooder, Tom Waits, Patty Griffin, and Steve Earle, who is nominated for Washington Square Serenade, an album that has been called a love letter to his new hometown of New York City. The opening track, called Tennessee Blues, does a great job of setting the scene for the rest of the album. It finds Earle saying goodbye to his longtime Nashville home and heading for New York City with his 6th wife, singer Allison Moore.
Farewell, I'm bound to roam. This ain't never been my home. Blue dog on the floorboard, red head by my side, cross the mighty Hudson River to New York City side. Red head by my side, boy, sweetest thing I've found. Goodbye, Guitar Town.
Ry Cooder's nominated CD is My Name is Buddy, and it's not your usual singer-songwriter release. A few years ago, Cooder received wonderful reviews for his concept album Chavez Ravine, which is a song cycle about the residents of the Mexican-American community near downtown Los Angeles that was bulldozed to make way for a baseball stadium. His new CD, My Name is Buddy, is another musical tale. The hero in this one is a farm cat who becomes friends with a labor-organizing mouse and a blind preacher toad. The result is an album full of adventures that could have come out of the 1939 novel The Grapes of Wrath. The songs here tell of some of the hardships faced by the people who migrated to California around the time of the Great Depression in search of a better life.
Now a hard-boiled egg, yellow inside. There's some in every crowd you will find. Now they're afraid to have to do an honest day of work, so they blame the working man every time. But the harder they come, the bigger they fall. Just you hold your ground and take your stand. Cause the free and independent life's still the best of all.
Also nominated this year is Tom Waits' Orphans, a monumental 3-disc set of 56 songs, accompanied by a 95-page booklet of lyrics and photos. 30 of the songs are new recordings. The remainder are orphans, songs that have never found a home before now. Some are outtakes of songs that have appeared in another form, on a movie or a TV soundtrack, or perhaps a tribute album. This track is called Altar Boy.
Now I can order in Latin, make them out, gratin, yo. I'm an old altar boy. That's why
I never got the rest of the dream. Just the ritual, now I'm habitual, majoring in crimes that are unspeakable. 'Cause I'm an old altar boy, that's what happened to me.
2007 was a great year for Patty Griffin. Not only did she sell out concert halls around the world, a musical based on her songs opened off-Broadway, and her sixth CD, Children Running Through, won the Americana Music Association's Album of the Year Award. On Sunday, we'll find out if the Grammy voters thought along the same lines, or if they give the honor to Tom Waits, Ry Cooter, Steve Earle, or Mary Chapin Carpenter. Every album that Patty Griffin has released has been excellent. I Don't Ever Give Up is just one reason why many critics are saying Children Running Through has bettered her best. I'm Catherine Cole.
I'm no kid in a kid's game. Did what I did. Got no one to blame, but I don't give up. No, I don't ever give up. It's all I got. It's my claim to fame.